Is the boardroom ready for the meeting, Miss Corby?
Yes, Mr. Grant.
Where's the agenda?
It's in the folder. Also, a copy of the minutes of the last meeting.
I shall need the drawing of the new extension. Where's that?
It's in the folder, too.
You haven't forgotten anything?
I don't think so, Mr. Grant.
Well, gentlemen, I don't think we need to read the minutes of the last meeting, as copies of them have already been circulated to you. Right. The minutes of the last meeting are taken as read. Now, let's get on. Mr. Wiles, will you report, please, on the result of your interview with the building inspector?
Yes. The delay in getting bylaw approval was largely owing to the fact that the architect had not supplied detailed plans of the foundations of the new building.
I've now given the building inspector the detailed plans.
May I go on, Mr. Grant?
Yes, Peter.
As you know, at the speed we're growing, I have felt right from the beginning that we ought to have planned a much larger extension.
No, we mustn't grow too quickly. Slow but sure is the way this business will grow. But we went over all this in our original discussion, so there's no point in going over it all again.
But what will happen, Mr. Grant, when we need to expand again? If we have to build another extension in a year or two, it will be exasperating to have to go through all this work again. It's taken a long time to get permission to build and to reorganize the machine layout. Not to mention the building costs, which go up every year. Wouldn't we be saving time and money if, even at this late date, we build 6 bays instead of only 3?
I'd like to have a regional sales office on the new site, too.
If there's any additional space, Martin, I need it for production or stores.
May I remind you, gentlemen, that the space you are arguing about does not exist. We stick to our present plan. Now, time's getting on. The next item on the agenda is the report from the personnel manager about the additional labour that's going to be required. So far, Ian, we've had no difficulty in obtaining skilled workers, but is this situation likely to continue or not?
Well, the position is this. Skilled labour is getting harder to find. There's plenty of unskilled labour, and I think we should start a training program now. Then, by the time the new extension is ready, we should have the right number of trained men.
Let's see. Phillipson, how long will the factory take to build once we've got our permission?
If the contractors are very efficient, I'd say 5 months, possibly less.
Well, Ian, can you produce enough skilled workers in, say, 6 months from now?
Yes, I think so.
Very well. I think we all agree that a training program should be started immediately.
Yeah, sure.
Good. You will minute that, Mr. Buckhurst, won't you? Also, that Mr. Hamden will make an estimate of the cost. Now we come to item number 3 on the agenda. Peter?
Our IDC was granted, provided the fuel and paint stores were placed in a different position to avoid the danger of fire. Mr. Phillipson has now proposed that we rebuild the present manager's garage as a paint store. This would be a great saving in time. It's on the other side of the delivery bay and would halve the time taken to unload and store the stuff.
Where shall we put our cars?
Well, they can stand in the car park like everyone else's.
Just a minute, gentlemen. What is all this going to cost?
I propose to extend the present garage to meet the west wall of the delivery bay and knock in a door here. The present paint store can then be used for other storage.
Splendid. Just what we need.
Very well. Yes, this does seem a sensible solution. If we're all agreed.
Yes, yes, certainly. Yes.
Right. I presume there is no other business?
I don't think so.
Very well. The meeting is over. Thank you very much, gentlemen.